The March issue of School News Roll Call for Centralia School District opens with an article titled Creativity and Beyond by Superintendent Norma Martinez as follows. Centralia Elementary School District is proud to strive for a school culture that prepares our scholars for college and career. But college and career in 2035, the year our kindergartners will graduate from college, means something entirely different for our scholars and their adult futures. A quick Google search of what employers look for includes both hard and soft skills, such as critical thinking, problem solving, communication skills, collaboration, knowledge of digital technology, and creativity. Superintendent Martinez then writes of the programs available to guide students through the core foundations of reading, writing, and mathematics, and writes of the collective course opportunities offered to students in 4th through 6th grades and the advantages of them. She then writes of VAPA, STEAM, and Innovation Labs, as well as other programs available to enhance the creativity and education of students, ending with a statement, quote, "As we continue our modernization efforts, we will complete the Innovation Labs at all schools," unquote. Superintendent Martinez concluded the article as follows. In the spring, families begin the process of enrollment in their local schools. As I consider what I wanted for my own children when they were to enter kindergarten, an all-day kindergarten experience, positive and kind teachers who focused on knowing my children's needs and teaching to their strengths, I ask that our families who are getting ready for a 3 to 5-year-old child to enter school contact your local Centralia Elementary School District or the district office to obtain information about enrollment in our local state preschool programs, our transitional kindergarten, or kindergarten options. Starting your children off at Centralia will permit us to prepare these scholars for creativity and beyond. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read Superintendent Martinez's article and this issue in its entirety to learn what is happening in your school district and on your school campus.